Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Triple Hop Session Series. My name is Charlie. You can find me on Instagram at CharlieAiling1 and at CraftCanGang.
And I'm Ryan. You can find me on Instagram under the Bearded Beer Block.
So this is the second part of our dark beer draft pick. I suppose we could call it a mini-series, couldn't we? Seems a little bit grandiose for two episodes, but... Yeah. So this, in the first one, we did UK and Europe. Now we're taking a little jot over to the other side of the pond, and we're going to be making some picks for the best American dark beers we've had. So it's going to be roughly the same format as the previous one, but with one small exception. In the UK one, we had a category for either stout or porter that had no adjuncts and no barrel. And when Ryan and I were looking back through the things that we'd had, we'd only had one of those between us. So it didn't really make sense to include that as a category on this. That's a bit mad, though, isn't it?
Hey? Yeah, what was yours?
Well, mine was that La Riena Nuit, the Trillium one. It was a strange beer, that. I didn't love it, being honest. So we were going to do it and I'd been forced to have that as my pick, it wouldn't have been the best situation.
I did actually find one really late, and it was Mobius from Equilibrium, American porter. But yeah, again, it had just been, it's not our pick, it's just a forced pick.
Yeah. Yeah, default. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to do a stout or porter with adjuncts, a barrel aged stout or porter, an other dark beer, and then like a wild card. So can be any style, but something that really blows the doors off, I think. And sound. I don't think we've got any backups, have we? Either of us.
No.
So this could be interesting. All right. I went first on the last one of these. So do you want to take the first pick this time?
So my adjunct. I've gone with Double Shot from Treehouse.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a big coffee lover. Love that. There's quite a running theme in a lot of my choices tonight.
Right.
The Double Shot from Treehouse, just one of those, straight up, perfect coffee blend, perfect texture, perfect, like really good beer. I mean, it could have gone anywhere with the adjunct thing. I think it was a bit crazy. It could have gone down the other half route where they throw everything in. And I decided just to go with which stout I'd had over the last year or so, which I just kind of went, wow.
Double Shot one that comes in a can?
Yeah.
That might be the only can stout today.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Okay, fair enough. I think you might be scoring someone up for wild card. When was the last time you had Double Shot?
Christmas last year.
I've never had just a normal Double Shot. And I was looking, when we were like putting the categories together, I was trying to look for things that didn't have adjuncts in. And I saw a Treehouse beer come up, which was Moment of Clarity. I think it's like 7.something%. I thought, oh, perfect. I love that one. Yeah. Maple syrup and other stuff. It's like, oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah, I mean, like, Double Shot. Yeah, I had it wrong. It's just the one that comes in a can, it's the straight up black and grey can. But yeah, it's a good beer, very good. I think it was the one where I actually fell asleep drinking it, and then I'd have it the next morning when I woke up. I was like, oh, damn.
Perfect breakfast beer, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's just coffee, so it didn't go wasted.
Yeah.
I think that's a strong start there.
That is a strong start. That is a strong start. Were there any others that you considered then? I mean, there've got to be tons.
There was tons, but then I did also look at, like we'd looked at before, just ones that were kind of... US ones we've been able to access from like the UK scene. And one was another half one, and it was the banana pudding crunch that was available.
Oh my god, that was so good.
And I thought, like, I mean, I'm a big fan of like the banana flavour on the in the Imperial and the adjunct stouts, and I thought that one was probably the best one I've had from other half.
I mean, I'm actually drinking another half stout right now. I've got the bubble wrap 2021 with the hazelnut, and it's got tons of other stuff in it. Hazelnut, vanilla, and cacao nibs. And they really know how to put together a dark beer, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, For me, I love the ones that like non-barrel aged. I know people go mad for the beer of a half, but I just think like the non-beer versions are just stunning.
That's interesting. Yeah, we've spoken about this before, haven't we? Maybe not on the podcast, but you tend to prefer stuff that isn't barrel aged.
From over half, yeah. Definitely from over half. I think we've had ones where we've had the non-barrel aged versus the barrel aged version. And sometimes I just find that they put this much stuff in, it just gets drowned out by the, you know, by the bourbon or by the rum.
So do you think the barrel drowns out the adjuncts, or the adjuncts drown out the barrel?
Oh, the barrel like drowns out the adjuncts completely. Like there's things in there that they'll mention, and there's just, you just can't, all you can taste is the barrel. A lot of the time I find with the other half ones, that's why I feel like the banana pudding crunch, going back to that one, it was just everything that they advertised, you could hit it. It was just so good.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, like, it was good of Clawbot to bring that over, and say it was very accessible to get. So that was just one that I looked at as a kind of a second one. But yeah, double shot from Treehouse.
Now, if I was going to predict what you'd have picked for this, I would have thought you'd have gone for PM Dawn.
All right.
Because we absolutely love that series.
We do, yeah. We do. But double shot from Treehouse. But we'll see what might come up later on.
All right. Oh no. Sorry if I've just spoiled it. But okay. So my adjunct. There are so many in this category. This is the problem. The one that I'm going with is a little bit of an obscure one, and it's called Distractions Grasp, and it's a collaboration between American Solera and Horus. It's just a non-BA stout with geisha coffee, coconut, hazelnut, and vanilla. Now, I had this, I think, around October last year. I shared it with Anthony and John Weddle. Anthony brought it over, and we took it down to Southsea to have a little share at the Greenwich, which is where Make are. And it just poured like, it's really hard to describe, but it kind of jiggled in the glass like a slightly melted marshmallow. It was really mental body. Just by that point, I think probably most of the adjuncts had faded. Like you didn't get a ton of hazelnut. You didn't really get too much coconut, but the vanilla on it was insane. And I don't know what they did in the background on the body, but it was so thick, so chewy, like real fluffy. And I've never had anything like it since, I don't think. Not that wasn't barrel aged or, you know, certainly nothing from the UK like it. So that's got to be my pick. And I know it's a bit of an obscure one that I doubt many people have tried over here.
Or heard of.
Yeah, or heard of, yeah. But there are a few, you know, there were plenty of others that I looked at, some of which have been available over here, like the Grazing on the Ordinary by Finback that Track brought over.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that, just the non-barrel-aged version of that was amazing.
I mean, yeah, those kind of ones, like, we look at, like, Track and Coldwater, we just mentioned, like, they're bringing over, like, the US Stouts, so it is accessible for people to actually go out and try these, like, US Stouts, which is, you know, it's good. It's good being a good partner, like, so far, like, over the last year or so.
I mean, obviously, they're not cheap, but I really think if you want to treat yourself, they're really worth it a lot of the time, especially the Finback ones. That Grazing on the Ordinary with hazelnut and coconut was absolutely spectacular. The other one that I was strongly considering for the adjunct spot was Coffee Shop Vibes by Shared.
All right.
So Shared are the kind of sister brewery to Side Project over in St. Louis in Missouri. And, you know, Side Project are known for huge hype stouts like Beer Barrel Time and stuff like Anabasis, all those crazy high value stouts, but they've got a slightly more accessible arm, which is Shared, that I think they make a higher volume and they don't tend to be so high retail price, but they all sell out instantly anyway. And Coffee Shop Vibes is just a straight up Russian Imperial stout with coffee beans. And I think they use a different type of coffee every year. The one I had was Colombian. I'm just reading it now. It's called Huila Noir Coffee Beans. But again, it was that kind of marshmallowy pour, like you described with Double Shot. Just, you know, really big, thick, sweet, cold brew. Absolutely delicious. Just a question. What was the ABV on Double Shot?
I do not know that, but I can look 8.6.
8.6.
I did have it on my screen.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have too many low ABV ones. My first pick, Distractions Grasp, comes in at 14%. And the other two that I've just mentioned, there are 12 and 13. It's going to be quite a strong episode, this one.
I think so, yeah. I think so.
All right. So, moving on to Barrel next.
Yeah. Give me to go, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I've gone with one of the kings. I've gone with Fundamental Observation.
Okay.
I just think, like, this is, like, the benchmark of, for me, for barrel age. Just, you know, that brownie batter par that's just stinks of bourbon. That's just, yeah, for me, it's perfect. It's one of those.
What,
that
go, what year are you going for?
I'm not going for a year. I'm just going
okay,
for...
Okay, fair enough.
I've had, like, you know, like, I've had the 19 and the 20. I've not had the 21. But, yeah, they're stunning beers. You know, they do everything that they kind of said. I mean, yeah, again, it doesn't have junk, but it is mainly about that barrel, isn't it? And it's there with the, like, vanilla and just, yeah, just a solid stout, yeah. They are one of these, like, big, thick, oily paws. Yeah, I've been lucky enough to get around to having trying that, like, shares as well, which has been really good, so...
Mm.
It's a good beer, like, really good. I mean, like, Bottle Logic, you know, they do some brilliant stouts.
They're some pretty wacky ones as well, though.
Yeah, they do. I mean, there was a Bottle Logic one that I did think for my adjunct one. There was a raspberry one that I had, like, around February this year, which was just, like, confectionery, like, raspberry cream.
Was it in the Stasis series? Was it one of the bottles?
Yeah.
Or was it in the can? See, that would have been barrel-aged.
Oh, yeah.
This is the problem. They love a barrel.
Yeah, but yeah, Fundamental Observation, you know, it's one of the, I think everyone's heard of by now. It's just, I don't think a lot of people would have tried it because I don't, like, obviously, Bottle Logic don't really come to the UK for festivals or anything. So it's more of, if you can get your hands on it through someone else. Or if you
well, they've sold them. They've sold them on Michelin before.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, they have, yeah.
I mean, it's not inaccessible, and Fundamental Observation is such a stalwart, isn't it? Like, I think people look forward to that coming out every year.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, it's a good, it's just a solid one. I've got to try to go in with something that just kind of will finish you off on the second round. So
That's a hell of a pick. If I'd had a backup, it probably would have been that.
Yeah.
So what were the near misses then? What else were you thinking about?
I didn't really go in with too many. I just kind of, I went straight in with that. The only other one that I probably that I did look at was the Finback Barrel Age 5th Anniversary.
Oh, that was ace. Was that the maple barrel?
Yeah, that was the maple barrel.
Barrel and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I was just, sorry for the long pause, the label was behind me on the back of my fridge, so I was literally leaning backwards to kind of look at it. But yeah, it was the one with toasted cereal. Yeah, it was really, really good. So that one did come up. And then just another one that I looked, again, from the like kind of perspective we were able to buy a barrel-aged one in the UK from the States, was Magnify Bourbon Barrel-Aged Hotcakes, which was a collaboration.
That was stunning.
Yeah, there was two that came out, and these just went to bottle shops. Collab with Great Notion, with Magnify. I still have one of them left. I still have the red one left, but the one that I'm talking about is the, banana. But,
yeah.
It was 13.5 bourbon barrel-aged with banana, maple, and coconut.
I remember, it might have been just a few weeks ago. You could still get that on Rainville.
Yeah. They're not even expensive.
No. Outrageous.
Like £16 maybe, and 500ml bottle, like really good. You know, just looks first, it's really good.
I had that one as well, and I seem to remember there being like actual flakes of coconut in it. For the listeners, Ryan has just got a beer delivery, so I'm solo for a minute.
It's not beer. I thought it was beer, but it's not.
Ah, disappointing. So, were there any other near misses?
No, like I said, I meant just that one. But yeah, straight in with fundamentals versus the pick. So let's see what you've got lined up.
Yeah, so here's the thing. When we're making these picks, thinking, do I want to pick what is actually the best, or do I want to pick what is going to get me the votes when we put this on Instagram as a poll? I'm going to stay true to myself here, and it's going to be Side Project Continuance Blend 1. So Continuance is, it's a blend of stouts and barley wines, and they're all aged in different barrels for different lengths of time, and then they, you know, they test it amongst themselves and come out with the final product. I was lucky enough to try this recently when we had a share the other weekend. Absolutely stunning beer. You know, poured in exactly the way you'd want it to. Just like you said, stunk of bourbon, huge vanilla and oak and caramelly notes. And you could, it's really hard to believe that it's just a barrel aged stout with no adjuncts. Like, there were so many different flavors going on, like properly stunning stuff. And this is one of those ones that has a silly secondary value on it, like hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you're able to find someone selling them in the US. But I had quite a few near misses on this one, quite a few that I was considering. One of which is actually this bubble wrap that I cracked last night, and then I'm finishing off today. This is the best other half stout I've had by a really long, really big margin. And I quite like their barrel aged stuff. Have you had like a barrel aged one where, is there one example you can think of where you've had like a BA one and you think it's killed the adjuncts a bit?
Yeah, we had 7 deadly layers. So I had 7 deadly layers, and I had the collab with Monkish as well, the Cookie Cooks BA one.
Right, yeah.
But having the originals of both, the barrel aged ones just don't stand up to the originals for me. But I mean, it's each their own. Everyone has their own opinion, and people like that. But for me, I was like, if other half just want to put in like silly little things that are going to let them be drowned out by the barrel, I just think it's a bit of a waste of actually making the beer in the first place.
Yeah, that's fair enough. One that was a near miss for me is a Parish beer called Maple Shade.
All right.
So they've done 4 batches of it. And this was I managed to get a bottle of the 2020. And it's aged for a year in maple bourbon and Weller barrels. And then they add vanilla beans. And then I think they add some more maple syrup at the end. Oh, and some coffee, apparently. Just reading up on the description now. Yeah, it's hugely complex, really thick, really viscous. It's one of those ones that I really did try and take my time on, because I think we discussed on the last episode, like I never wait long enough for them to warm up. I drink things way too cold and then wonder why I don't get half of the flavors that everyone else describes. But with that one, I let it warm a bit. And, you know, it came in a massive 750 black wax seal, like matte black label, like real classy stuff. Properly stunning. And I do have to give a shout out to one of the Trillium barrel aged ones as well. Okay. They make some phenomenal barrel aged stuff. And it was the barrel aged coconut cake. Did you have that one?
I don't think I've had that one. I have had quite a few of them recently. I don't even know why I didn't think of Trillium for my stouts, but you'll see probably why I didn't go with a barrel aged one, but we'll
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I love the Trillium like barrel aged bottles. They're the one that from Friends and Family a few years ago that Cloudwater was selling from their brewery was
that vanilla truffle?
Yeah, and I was lucky to get the non-BA version of that as well. But the non-BA one seemed to be more enjoyable. That was like liquid Milky Ways, whereas the barrel aged one was liquid Milky Ways with bourbon. That's they're like really good at what they do as well in the bottles, and I love the fact they come in 750s as well.
I don't know when they stopped doing those, but all of my recent ones have been 500s.
Have they really?
Yeah, but mind you, 500 mils is enough, isn't it? Let's be honest.
It is.
Especially that coconut cake, 15.9%, like knocking on 16%.
Yeah,
they don't need 3/4 of a liter of it.
I did the school buy it, the barrel aged vanilla truffle I had on my own.
Oh my God.
Yeah, one
How
night.
Did you not die?
I didn't feel too good the next day, but yeah, it was.
I'm sure you didn't.
Yeah. Anyone, so we go on to the next category.
Yeah, let's do it. What's your other?
My other one, I've gone with Black Metal from Trillium.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Imperial Black IPA.
Mm-hmm.
8.4% it comes in at. I had this like randomly like a couple of years back, and it was just like one that just kind of got thrown in, and it was like kind of where I wasn't really into this kind of style, and then I had this and I was kind of like, oh my god. And everyone kind of knows my love for the Braybrook version of the Black Lager. So yeah, it's kind of like the Black Lager, the Black IPA. But yeah, Black Metal from Trillium, it's just something different. It's quite unique as well, like their version of it. And you're still getting that kind of roasty kind of version of the beer. But yeah, if people don't know about Trillium also, they do have the Metal Series. So they have... The Metal Series is really like an IPA that they do. So then they decided to bring out Black Metal. So they have heavy metal.
There's metal, heavy metal, speed metal. They're the ones I've had. Just like DDH versions of those as well, isn't there? The DDH metal.
Is it the death metal with the blood running down the can?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the tipper.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. And then Black Metal is, yeah, it's just a solid black can with black writing on it. And you can only really see it. It's like an Instagrammer's worst nightmare because you cannot get the text from the can. It just looks like a black can. But yeah, it's just one of those. You know? It's not like really oily black. It's more of like a bit of a kind of like a chestnut color as the beer itself.
Mm.
But it's, you know, it's really soft, and you get them kind of really good roasted notes that you kind of want from that kind of a beer. But it also somehow, I don't know, it still carries the kind of qualities of an IPA, because I remember the last batch I had and I was like, I'm kind of getting a little bit of fruit in this.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is weird, but on the same time, really good. But like, it carries a little bit of like a zest to it, which is really nice. Yeah, it's just a really good beer. And it's just something completely different to what a lot of people see. When people get like the US beers, they usually just want hairs or the stouts.
Yeah.
The idea of having black metal is kind of an alternative.
So you basically just picked a black and tan then, which I know you like.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a solid beer. I don't know. I think this one's quite a difficult category because I'm interested to see what you've gone with here, because I don't know what else you would have picked.
See, I feel like there's a lot of ground to cover here.
You go. Like, what have you gone with?
Did you have no honourable mentions? Wow, that was an easy decision for you then.
This was an easy one. Like, this was like what I kind of. This was the first one I picked as well.
Yeah.
So I kind of knew what I was going with, but then, yeah, I was just kind of like, I couldn't think of any other kind of style on this what I've had from the US. So.
Well, fair enough. So I'm going over to Richmond, Virginia, to the Vale, and like I'm going to read the name out, and you tell me if you think anyone but the Vale would make this beer. Vanilla Almond Apple Brandy Circle of Wolves. Like, that's just the most Vale name I think I've ever heard. It's a barrel aged barley wine. Comes in at 12.8%. And it had Madagascan vanilla and Marcona almonds. And it was aged in, I'm just trying to look up the name of the barrel. It's a Laird's Applejack barrel. So a brandy barrel for 20 months. And it did, the thing is, like barley wines, I know that you're not a massive fan of them.
No.
But this for me was kind of indistinguishable from stout or porter, other than the fact that it was lower on the roast, so there wasn't so much of that kind of bitter roasted backbone. It was a lot sweeter and smoother, but you know, it wasn't, I don't know, it's quite hard to describe how it's different to a stout, to be honest, which is why I think maybe you just haven't had the right barley wine. I feel like I could convert you.
I've had quite a few, but like, there's nothing. I usually just have them and just instantly, I'm just like, no. I mean, I've had some American ones that are not off the top of my head, whether it's name the names, but like a bottle shares, and I can instantly, as soon as I smell it, I'm just kind of like, nah, this is not for me.
Were they like American style barley wines, or were they American brewed English barley wines? Because there are two different styles. The American ones are really hoppy.
I don't know. I didn't realize that. So that's my expert knowledge.
The English ones tend to be a lot sweeter and a lot more like pastry stouts, basically.
Yeah. I'm sure there is one out there that I will enjoy one day, but it's kind of not my bag.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's my pick. The other one that I had considered was one that I had really recently at a share again, and that is the double-oaked version of A Deal with the Devil from Anchorage. Yeah. And that's another barley wine, but that comes in at a really ridiculous percentage. I think it's around 17, which, yeah, exactly 17%. And that is aged in Woodford Reserve barrels for 24 months. It's a great beer. It's probably a little bit lighter than you'd expect in terms of body for something that's coming in at 17%. But I guess that's just the amount of time it's spent in barrel. But yeah, unbelievably drinkable for something that's closer to 20% than it is 10. That was my near miss. So what's your wild card?
I think you've already given it away.
Oh no, have I?
So mine's the PM Dawn series. I didn't want to pick this just as one beer, and I was just kind of like, because I think it, as an actual series, it's the best for me. It's the best coffee stout.
They're brilliant.
All of them are brilliant, and I mean, like, people have their own opinion, but yeah, having the first version, the first one I had was the original PM Dawn, and the fact it just tastes like cold brew coffee, and that's it, it's crazy good. And then you can start playing around with the other ones in the series, the coconut, peanut butter, cacao, and vanilla. Have I got them right?
I think
vanilla,
so.
Cacao, vanilla, coconut, and peanut butter. There's four in total. It's the original. And I mean, like, you know, for the series, I mean, you can just look at Untappd. But if you want to look at Untappd, the ratings, and you know, they're all packing like four and a quarter to four and a half. Like, they're all solid ratings on them beers. People will have probably had them through. Like, yeah, again, Cloudwater did bring over they brought over one of the PM Dawns over. I'm pretty sure, like, some along.
That was the cocoa nutter almond chunk thing, wasn't it?
No, they brought that one over. Yeah, PM Dawn, I think, has been able to, people surely might have grabbed it, but they've definitely brought it to festivals anyway. Yeah. So they brought it, I know they brought it to friends and family. So, but yeah, it's just a straight up coffee stout. And then it's just, I don't know, it's really difficult to describe on how good it is for me anyway. Yeah. It's one of the first kind of American stouts I had as well, but for it to like be one of those that kind of wowed me, it's not quite nice to always go back to it when it becomes available. It's just ridiculously good, and that's the for me. I know I've got kind of cheated in a bit and thrown in five beers in one.
Yeah,
I couldn't give one the credit. I mean, all of them are just have their own kind of little thing about them.
I mean, I'm not mad at you for including a series, and you'll see why in a minute. But what else were you considering for your wild card?
I didn't. I just picked that because I picked it before we came on. Started.
So mine is also a series.
All right.
And I'm going for the Goose Island Bourbon County series.
Oh, that's a good shout.
I absolutely love those beers. The first time I ever tried one was a complete accident. It was 2016. It was my birthday. And I was in a bar in Falmouth called Hand Bar that's no longer around. I've probably mentioned it on the podcast before. It was one of my favorite little tap rooms. And I went in there and the owner, Pete, was behind the bar. And I was like, it's my birthday. I kind of want to buy something special. What have you got? He was like, I've got a 2012 bottle of Bourbon County if you want that. Mind you, it's 17 quid. I was like, yeah, okay, that sounds good. So I just bought it. But like in 2016, I had no idea about beer, like absolutely no idea. But yeah, took it home, drunk it that evening. And honestly, you could have stood a spoon up in it. It was the thickest beer I'd ever had, like massive, as you'd expect, massive bourbon. And I think I know Goose Island, probably not the most crafty. And I think they're owned by someone else, someone like AB InBev or Heineken or, you know, one of those big conglomerates. But for a brewery that brews in the scale that they do, the quality of Bourbon County is absolutely phenomenal. And what makes it better is that it's available in the UK every year. So I think, you know, we're recording this on the 19th of November. It usually comes out on Black Friday, I think,
which is
in America, which will be next week. So it'll make its way over here over the next few weeks. So if you see it, definitely pick one up. They're not cheap, but I think it's a 600 and something mil bottle. Like, it's a weird size bottle, but it's pretty hefty. And it's just fantastic. It really is. The quality of it is amazing. I know they do a load of wacky variants of it every year that never make it to the UK, but just the standard one is definitely worth acquiring if you see it.
Yeah, I think I didn't have it until back end of last year. I managed to acquire two bottles. I got the 2020 and I got 2018 bottle.
Ooh.
And they are, I mean, like what you say, I mean, obviously they're not the craft anymore because they're on the kind of sold out, but the fact that they have produced this beer that's still considered like a chaseable, I guess, is something that people still want. And I mean, like now, I mean, you've got Beer Hawk, I think, like they
that's where I got mine.
I mean, they have a bar in Leeds now, so it usually pops up in there and you can just walk in and just pick it off the shelf.
Amazing.
So yeah, it's good. It's good. It's a good choice that though, Matt. I think you've picked a good series. I've not had, like you though, I've not tried any of the crazy adjunct versions of that. I just had the straight up.
Yeah, like this year they've done a cola version and they do ones with loads of different, but you get like single barrel select versions and, you know, some of them go for crazy secondary value.
It is crazy. Yeah. I've got another delivery.
You got another delivery. So again, for the listeners, this is the third delivery that Ryan's had during this, I think, under 40 minute podcast. It must be a very, very busy time in Leeds. Just back to Bourbon County. I think part of the problem with the perception about it is the fact that Goose Island have been bought out. And, you know, when you think about Goose Island, people normally just think about the Goose IPA or Sophia or those things that pop up in UK bottle shops and in supermarkets. But I really think their dark beer game, certainly these days, is underrated.
Sorry about that. I'm back again.
Back.
I've been a nightmare. Hopefully that's it.
Don't worry. I just talked continuously for a minute or so.
I had to. Yeah, you're going to fill the gaps.
So, Ryan, your cloud water delivery has just arrived. And on the subject of dark beers,
yeah,
I think you've got some Vale Stout in there, haven't you?
Yeah, I bought the bottle of Larry.
Yeah.
Again, a banana.
It's banana and maple. It's not barrel, no. It's just banana and maple. But just touching on Untappd, if you were to just look at the Untappd score for that beer and then look at the price tag, it wouldn't seem like that great a proposition, would it? Because I think Larry's currently scoring like 4.03 or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I think that's what it is. But like I said to you, sometimes it's kind of worth just using it as a pinch of salt one or anything. I mean, I like looking at reviews and actually not just a score, I'll then delve in and have a little look. And it's like the one that we were on about the other day. I mean, I just purchased the new Left-Handed Giant Stout.
Yeah.
The one that's been sat in a barrel for four and a half years,
isn't it? Because they did another 6 months with vanilla.
Yeah, with Madagascar vanilla, yeah. But then we looked at it, and the rating's pretty good already after 18 ratings. It doesn't look like they've only poured it at a festival. But you've got someone scoring it low because it's got coconut in it. And it's like, but yeah, that's already advertised. And then someone going, oh, it's a bit boozy. It's like it's been sat in a barrel for 4 years.
Yeah, it's like 15%, and it's been sat in a spirit barrel since 2017.
Yeah.
What are you expecting?
So sometimes, like with me with Untapped Art, I mean, it's good to look at the rates. I mean, we could probably delve into this on another episode. But yeah, I mean, I looked at this and it was like, I think it was expensive. I think it was like £30, and it did carry the fall. But then, I looked at the ratings, and the ratings that were low were people who were kind of a fan of certain things. For me, it looked the part. It's got everything I like in a stout. So
I've got a bottle of Larry as well. I was given it by a friend. I didn't buy it from Cloudwater, but I was looking at some of the ratings on it. And bearing in mind, Larry is billed as nothing other than a banana and maple stout. It's been poured at festivals and stuff, and quite a few people that had given it low ratings have said things like, too much banana. Exactly. Why would you bother?
Like, for me, I'm like, if I didn't really like it and there was like a reason, I wouldn't even go on Untapped and rate. I'd be like, yeah, it's got quite a lot of banana in it. It's like, but that's not a negative thing. It's like, if you went and had this and it had a lot of strawberry in it, then yeah, I'd be like, that's weird. It's got strawberry, not banana. But if you buy something, but then if it has no banana in it, it also gets scored low. So unless they get the banana balance perfect to what people like, that's why on tap for me, it's good to just have a look at the, especially with things that have adjuncts in it, it's good just to go on and actually read the ratings.
Yeah, see what people are saying. I mean, it's a bit like buying an album from The Killers and being like, oh, it sounds too much like The Killers.
Yeah.
But what do you want?
And then when a band, and then when you go exactly the same concept, when a band change their style.
Yeah.
And it's like, if they go down a different route, as in a weird way, people go, but it's still what it's advertised. It's still the same thing that's advertised. It's different. Yeah, it's a bit crazy, but I think like we probably could do a full episode on Untapped.
I think we have to. We did have it in the schedule at one point that we were going to do an Untapped episode. I feel like we could do a whole series on it. That it's a weird little culture on tap, doesn't it?
Definitely.
I mean, I do use and abuse it, to be fair.
Oh, I know. You're like a super user, but there's a few people out there, I'm friends with, who are obsessed with it, whereas I find it more of a chore. I just like going on and having a look at it. But yeah, let's just, like I say, we'll probably look at that in the future, an episode.
It's a good barometer.
Yeah.
So do you want to just recap your picks?
Yeah, man, let's just, so quick look. So adjunct, I went with Double Shot from Treehouse. Barrel Age, Fundamental Observation from Bottle Logic. My other dark beer was Black Metal from Trillium. And my wild card was also from Trillium, was the PM Dawn series. And you?
That's a strong selection. So my adjunct was Distractions Grasp from American Solera and Horus. My barrel age was Continuance Blend 1 from Side Project. My other was Vanilla Almond Apple Brandy Circle of Wolves from the Vale. And my wild card was the Bourbon County series from Goose Island.
Interesting. It's going to be another interesting one.
Yeah, I feel like, again, I make the same mistake every time. I've been a bit too obscure and niche. I can't see myself getting the votes, to be honest. But I'm being true to myself. I'm being authentic. It's all good with me. I'm happy to lose to you because that's quite a strong list you put together there.
Yeah. Samuel.
Brilliant. Well, we'll put these up on the Triple Hop story. Let people vote and let us know in the comments whether you've tried these, what you thought, and any other feedback you've got. And everyone, thank you for listening. We'll catch you again soon.
Thanks a lot.